I'm so glad you said that, because as you were talking about that, I thought, you know what?
This is
a great beer to have in the morning.
Yeah.
This is
waffle, Belgian waffles with syrup and salty, meaty bacon on the side.
Pints and Pairings is brought to you in part by We're Driving and The Beer Cave. Learn more about our sponsors at hopheadshead.com/pintsandpairings.
Well, start your engines. I feel like I'm in Disneyland right now.
I can agree with that, but at the same time, I feel like we're almost getting the hook.
Yeah, getting off the stage.
Exactly.
That's what you're saying.
See you guys.
And you are done, so get out of here.
We can't be done until we start. So you are.
Oh yeah. Well, hey. Hi, I'm Hompad Said and Curtis Taylor
at the same time.
All meld into one.
And I'm Jason Hedrick.
You know what? I'm just discombobulated by the Disney voices and the cooking instruction over here.
And the one-third car over there. But I'm Jason Hedrick with Everybody's Hungry. We're here at the agricultural building of the Ventura County Fair, wrapping up Bounty of the County Brew and Food Competition. We just got the results. We got the winner of all three categories, as a matter of fact, because they had best beer, best food, and best pairing.
That's a lot of accolades right there in one
evening. Boom, boom,
boom. And
that means that there's opportunity for every participant to win, because there are three partner combinations for tonight's competition.
And it was a hat trick, so to speak. I'm not that big into hockey, but I believe that's what you would call that.
Pretty close.
So anyway, we go back and find the podcast where we're talking about the institution ale and the kitchen food pairing. Delicious pairing. We had their maple brown, institution's maple.
Hard maple aged restraint.
Restraint. God, I'm telling you, I'm having a really hard time right here.
I think you're either A, you've had more beer than I realize and you're sneaking a cup somewhere.
Right.
Or B, you're a little stunned by the results.
Nah, not so much stunned. I mean, I try
to add drama.
I really liked the way that that beer, the wood, the way that the pepper bitterness.
It's a favorite beer. We love that beer.
The pepper bitterness resonated with the wood tones, notes in that beer. It was really, I'm happy. I think they were all great beers and great pairings. One of the things that I found really interesting, though, we hinted that there might be some cross-pairing kinds of things happening. And each one of these, I think, from my point of view anyway, was such a solid pairing that I didn't even think about trying brewery A with pairing C. They all worked so well that I didn't even think about straying outside of the box.
I didn't think about that either. The only, in looking back, trying to really isolate the beer and the food separately, the only thing that I think may have crossed over would have been the restraint and the chicken lollipop from the Saloon Barbecue. But overall, I think all the pairings were very solid. Kitchen and institution, I think, was the most resonating pairing together. The flavors really melded well together. The other two had really fun contrasting and uplifting notes for each other. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to a people's choice, people voted.
Right.
And again, none of the pairings were off the mark, so they went with institution and the kitchen.
Very good. Yeah, it just depends on, you hear so much depends on situation kinds of things. We're here at the fair. We're ready for these savory and complimentary
and rich
flavors.
Rich flavors. Yeah, so. And when we look at the different breakdowns of the restaurants and the breweries, we featured almost everyone that's in the panel except for Poseidon so far, because they're brand new, not open yet. And to your point about the fair and the energy, the feeling of being at the fair, the grapefruit IPA, although West Coast-wise, is still an amazing and highly sought-after style. General public-wise, not everyone is ready for an IPA.
Right.
So I can understand some reluctance there. We thought it was delicious, but I can really respect the general population being like, whoa, this is hoppy. This is intense. And we look at Surf Brewery and their Shaka with a Citra, and then the Saloon Barbecue's chicken lollipop, or chicken wing for that matter. Mm-hmm. They're kind of a contrasting pairing. So people may have felt like they didn't understand the cleansing aspect of the beer. All in all, being like where we are, just to boop toot our own horn for a second, I think we had many different levels and perspectives on each of the beers, foods, and pairings. But trying to get myself back into that corral of people, I can understand how Institution and the Kitchen really came out ahead with that great resonating pairing, that comfort aspect of the breadcrumbs and the cheese and the pepper, and that just really warm, welcoming flavor of the beer.
Absolutely. I couldn't say it better. I'm glad that you said that. That was a moment.
My wheels were turning, baby.
That's it. Because I can't even seem to get out a sentence without stumbling over because I'm, for some reason, I am.
You are totally, you're ready
I'm
for this.
Fixed by the cooking show.
You want the cooking demonstration. We're going to close out so Curtis can go get his education on with the cooking pairing. And the education happened all along the way. But this has been Pints and Pairings live here at Bounty of the County. Beer and food competition, part of the Venturi County Fair, opening day. We've been in the Ag Building. There's been a lot of foot traffic. It's been fun. I want to thank Totally Local VC for the invite.
Absolutely.
We want to thank Venturi County Fair for hosting us and the Ag Building for being our home tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and listen to those past shows because you've missed out on some really fun pairings and some great beer.
Right, and one of my favorite parts of this show is just the takeaways. You go back and you go, oh, you know what? I make killer barbecue chicken. What could I pair with that?
Yeah.
Or I make, and so talking about it in general styles and things, then we're able to get people rolling making their own pairings as well.
So tell everyone what you like to remind them of.
I want to remind everyone to eat, drink, and be happy.
We'll see you the next four.
Cheers.
Hi, I'm Curtis Taylor from Hophead Said.
And I'm Jason Hendrick from Everybody's Hungry. Whether it's a night out with friends or listening to the Pints and Pairings show, getting home safe requires some planning. We trust our vehicles and ride home till we're driving, based in Oxnard, California.
Find out more about this designated driving service at weredriving.com. That's weredriving.com. If you're not in SoCal, find a trusted DD service in your area, and we'll see you at the next pour.
Cheers.